Hello, and welcome to the next podcast. This is Maximizing the Experience. First of all, we'd like to give a special thank you to the Plum Club and allowing us to share our knowledge and our experience with the retailers that help support the Plum Club. The Plum Club has made a great opportunity for both the manufacturer and the retailers to share and help support each other. So thank you. Again, today's podcast is Maximizing the Experience. In this podcast, we will talk about the newest experiences a retail store can offer and wow their consumers. You will hear about technology that is changing retailers' connections with consumers by empowering the consumer with knowledge. Also, it's giving a magic wand to the consumer and letting them create, letting their imagination go to work so that they can have the pieces exactly as they wish. In previous years and throughout the industry, it's kind of been this big trade secret to where we like to kind of keep our thoughts and our efforts, our work, our knowledge at a trade secret level. However, we've seen over the years, and thanks to platforms like Google and the internet, we see that consumers are becoming more educated, they're doing more research, and becoming much more involved when it comes to purchases or changes or unique things in their life. So we should join the trend, we should join in helping them to understand and feel more confident about what they're doing. And in result, we have seen customers relaxing a little bit more and spending a little bit more or having a higher value in the purchase when it comes to the retail level. So with that being said, hello, my name is Brian Howard. I have been in the industry now for almost 21 years. I am currently Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Shaw Luxury. Shaw Luxury is a jewelry manufacturer along with a computer programming and IT company that focuses on changing the environments and basically utilizing technology to make business more simple, more effective, and most of all, more efficient. So today we will talk specifically about the consumer experience, as mentioned before, with an in-store hologram. How can this technology create and bring to life in virtual reality of what one is thinking on the retail level, both with the consumer and the retail staff? How can we bring items of interest to life? The other technology that we will be talking about is a virtual try-on. That technology and an app that's going to allow, we see a lot of augmented reality and a lot of virtuality, whether it spans across big platforms such as Amazon or the Google shopping experience. We too would like to bring some technology and an app into the industry that will help you to be able to take a piece that's not existing in the showcase, but will be basically constructed or manufactured so that the consumer can see exactly what they're going to experience. So with that being said, we're going to go over our first topic, and it is the in-store hologram technology. I have had the pleasure of being a part of something very, very unique, something that has been exclusive to us on a whole different level. I know that hologram technology had came into play in the industry a couple of years back, but it was very limited. It was basically a one color hologram. It was something that was not able to compress or become real life in some sense. In today's world, the hologram has allowed retailers to place a hologram machine or a box that allows for 3D, ultra HD virtual reality to be able to see any piece of jewelry that is existing or that is not existing. And with the hologram technology, we're able to see this in a full 360 view at any angle and every angle. It is a life looking and presenting piece of jewelry that spares nothing. You can see every angle, see every color. It also allows you to customize, change the simple colors, whether it be from 14 karat yellow to an 18 karat rose or a platinum. You can actually go in and change the colors through that and view it firsthand. Now, the cool thing about this is that we now are in a world to where Tesla is allowing us to have virtual reality or seeing cars drive itself. How are we incorporating the mapping and the technology? Now, if you notice, when you use certain mapping apps, you can actually see the 3D views of the buildings, or we can actually zoom in and from a satellite, we can actually see the top of the street views or from a mailbox view. So how do we take that over to the hologram and do this with jewelry? The old ways, of course, is through a printed catalog. You get JPEGs that would, you know, produce the image on a catalog and sharing that. However, what did it look like underneath on the gallery of a ring? What did it look like on the inside of the shank? How did it look at a three-quarter view? Those are things that we were limited unless we were providing three, four, five angles of the JPEG in the catalog or the pictures that we were providing. Now, with the hologram technology and the touch of a finger, it is basically presented or illustrated in midair, becoming virtual reality to where it's almost you could touch it, you can spin it, you can see every single angle. You can actually change the color in midair. Now, the wow factor on this is that when it's in the retail stores and someone sees a ring that is projected in midair, you can bet they're going to stop. They're going to look at that. They're going to want to interact with that. And this is part of the whole purpose is, again, allowing them to be involved, allowing them to experience it firsthand. So imagine a ring that's projected midair on the top of your telephone, on the top of your tablet, or in our virtual hologram box. So seeing this in midair and allowing them to interact with the sales staff is able to educate and illustrate exactly how it will look, every single feature, so that it makes the consumer's decision of whether to move forward or not. We have seen this to where it's increased conversions anywhere between 30 to 40% on top of the existing conversions that were to be determined when it comes to them deciding on that piece of jewelry. So this in-store hologram technology is something new. I really would push you to take a look at this, investigate this, experience for yourself, because when you experience what you are seeing and the capabilities in the industry that you're seeing today should be hitting the consumer level and their experience within the next year to 2 years. And I have a simple motto: if we don't do it, someone else will. And I challenge you guys to take a look at that, because if you don't do it, somebody else will as well. Basically, wrap up the in-store hologram technology. We are now going to go to our virtual triadome technology app. As I mentioned, I work for a company that is very diverse when it comes to manufacturing, but at the same time, we have the capabilities of building apps that will change the future and that will make it more efficient and easier for not only the retailer, but their consumers. We've created a virtual triadome app, and many people out there have an app that allows you to basically see a piece of jewelry on your finger, on your wrist, or in your ears, you might say. Our virtual reality app in this triadome feature allows you to take an existing ring that has already been manufactured, or it allows you to take a CAD or a render from a piece that the consumer might like to build or might like to come to life. So before this happens, one of the biggest concerns from the consumer is, oh my gosh, if I spend $5,000, if I spend $3,000, how is this actually going to look on my finger? Am I going to be happy with the outcome and the results of this? So we are able, again, to take that CAD, that render, or an existing piece, which allows them to actually take a picture of their own hand or they can use a picture of an existing hand. They could actually take a picture of their face with the ears and place this piece of jewelry, scale it up, scale it down. If it's a half carat diamond, of course, you can scale it down. And if it's that lovely 2-carat diamond that someone would like to see on their hand, then you can scale it up. You can actually rotate it. You can move it to be exactly and precise. It's almost like a new age technology of photoshopping the ring onto the hand or any body part that you would like to see the jewelry resting on. So this technology is super cool. The experience, again, the confidence that it gives the retailer to be able to see exactly what it looks like allows them to settle their nerves or the anxiety they might be having before they spend that money. It also allows you to share this, and they can actually send it to their friends, or they can drop the hint with that fiance to be for Christmas presents with family. But most of all, what's really cool is they're able to basically poll their friends and get their opinions. And we all know that once someone has some opinions that are positive with that piece of jewelry that we're trying to sell them, it only helps us to close the sale so that we enjoy making their wish come true along with, let's face it, ringing the cash register, making that sale. So it's time well spent. It's time well invested. It literally takes about 45 seconds for you to pull this up and share that with them. So those are two pieces of technology that I highly recommend checking into and see how you can incorporate into your store. The technology is out there. It takes a little bit of time to do your research, but how can you incorporate that? We know that it's the small things, whether it's the brightest lights at the newest gas station. We know that we can buy the same bag of potato chips or the Snickers bar in both gas stations, but which one is drawing my attention? And it's usually the one with the brightest lights, the cleanest, the most understood, to where it's easiest and convenient for me. But at the same time, where do I feel the best by spending my money? These things will help you to be able to provide them with an experience and the neatest way and where they invest their money to get their as you wish piece of their lifetime. So in closing, I want to thank you. Thank you for the time. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Thank you and have a great day.